The survey asked 1,400 corporate lawyers from around the country which states have the most favorable legal climates for businesses. 2 years ago, Wisconsin ranked among the top five. It's now down to number 23. That worries the president of Wisconsin's chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Bill Smith says recent state Supreme Court cases on medical malpractice and lead paint have gotten the attention of corporate lawyers. Smith says the paint issue led to a decision that could affect many companies.
That means that every business that touched that product has some exposure to liability and to lawsuits, real or unreal. The business may not have even existed at the time the product was produced.
But a consumer advocate says high-profile cases influenced the chamber's survey. Joanne Doroshow is with the New York-based Center for Justice and Democracy. She says the chamber is trying to take away the public's right to jury trial.
Here's Wisconsin that is doing extraordinarily well in terms of their business climate, ranks very high in a number of studies, and yet the chamber is coming in and attacking the state's business climate on the basis of the fact that the governor has vetoed a few bills and is trying to protect consumers in the state.
Still, Bill Smith with the Federation of Independent Businesses says if the perception is that Wisconsin is litigious, it could be enough to stifle economic development. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.